The average professional today will change jobs every 4.6 years. That's nearly 10 different positions over a typical career, a reality that would have seemed unthinkable just a generation ago. Yet here we are, navigating a landscape where the only constant is change itself. What separates those who thrive from those who merely survive? It's not technical skills or credentials alone. It's something more fundamental: the ability to think like an entrepreneur while acting like a CEO, regardless of your actual job title. This isn't about starting a business. It's about reimagining your relationship with work itself. Every role becomes an opportunity to build something, every challenge a chance to innovate, and every setback a lesson in resilience. The question isn't whether you'll face career disruption, but whether you'll be ready when it arrives. The entrepreneurial mindset transforms you from employee to owner of your career trajectory. View your department as a mini enterprise with customers, resources, and mission. Your boss becomes a key client whose needs you anticipate. Colleagues become strategic partners. This shift changes everything. You spot opportunities instead of waiting for direction. Create change instead of fearing it. Consider the IT professional who builds an automation tool after noticing workflow inefficiencies, or the HR manager who redesigns onboarding to reduce turnover. Neither waited for permission. They saw gaps and filled them, practicing intrapreneurship, building security through your capacity to create value anywhere. Fresh starts require strategy. Study your boss intensely. Observe their interactions with high performers. Note communication preferences. Identify prioritized initiatives. Build relationships methodically through listening rather than showcasing past achievements. Create a relationship map, identifying key stakeholders, peers, support staff, senior leadership, informal influencers. Ask 5 critical questions. What exactly is my job, including unstated expectations? What are my most important first-year objectives? Who can help me succeed? What quick wins can I deliver in 3 months? What systems and habits will help me perform at my best? Establish credibility early by delivering on commitments, being punctual, and maintaining positivity. Give yourself 4 to 6 weeks of intense work and observation before reassessing. Authentic listening, truly concentrating on others without defensiveness or interruption, is perhaps the most valuable skill you can develop. Neuroscience reveals that people deeply need acknowledgement and can sense whether you're genuinely engaged or just waiting your turn. Research shows that listeners who demonstrate active engagement through subtle nods, appropriate expressions, and brief acknowledgements build stronger relationships and are viewed as more competent. Strong listening means noticing your reactions and setting them aside while observing body language and emotions. Watch for changes in tone, pace, and gestures that reveal underlying messages. Practice the 3-second pause, waiting briefly after someone finishes before responding. This demonstrates thoughtful consideration and prevents reactive responses. Effective listeners become trusted advisors and natural mediators. Studies show teams with strong listeners have higher psychological safety and innovation rates. When you listen authentically, you gather intelligence about organizational dynamics, understand motivations, and identify opportunities that might otherwise remain invisible. Your personal brand is already forming in others' minds. The question is whether you're shaping it deliberately. It's how others perceive your expertise, work, and character through every interaction and decision. Consider Sally, a competent project manager held back because colleagues saw her as a flake due to her eccentric style. She rebuilt her brand by dressing professionally, mastering new technology, and consciously displaying leadership behaviors. Within 18 months, she earned a senior management position. To manage your brand, research how others see you through conversations with trusted colleagues and specific feedback from supervisors. Examine your visual presentation, from clothing to body language. Actively promote your work through speeches, articles, or helping others. Shape your online presence with, at minimum, a strong LinkedIn profile showing regular engagement. Your leadership reputation develops long before any management title through solving problems, treating people respectfully, and following through on commitments. Small actions, consistently meeting deadlines, offering solutions instead of complaints, supporting team members, build your leadership brand organically. Building your brand isn't about being fake. It's about aligning your abilities and values with professional expectations while remaining genuine. Self-discipline isn't innate. It's learnable. Marketing consultant Doug attracted clients but couldn't stay organized, blaming his lack of natural discipline. Yet self-discipline is simply motivating yourself despite negative emotions. Research shows people with self-control are happier, handle stress better, and reach goals more consistently. Doug transformed by writing daily plans each morning and tracking commitments in a notebook. Build discipline through specific goals, visualizing disciplined behavior, small reinforcing choices, progress tracking, rejecting excuses, positive self-talk, removing temptations, creating habits, and self-rewards. Equally crucial is managing your inner voice, that repetitive commentary that motivates or discourages. When engaged in rewarding work, this voice quiets, but it often generates needless worry. To break negative patterns, notice recurring thoughts without reacting, reframe negatives into positives, or name patterns to create distance. Recognizing you don't always have to listen builds resilience. These self-management skills form the foundation for everything else. Without them, even the best strategies falter. Networking creates meaningful relationships that support you throughout life. Your network forms concentric circles. Closest contacts at the center, regular connections next, then hundreds of acquaintances. This outer circle proves particularly valuable for career opportunities, since these contacts access different information than your inner circle does. Building a network takes time and can't be rushed during crisis. Successful networkers consistently help others, mentor colleagues, reach out to isolated people, and maintain connections. This ongoing care creates goodwill that becomes invaluable when you need support. Start by being helpful, connect people, attend others' events, celebrate their successes, and volunteer for projects. Be fully present in conversations by focusing completely on the other person. Network everywhere. Every meeting, gym session, or community event offers opportunities. Treat everyone with equal respect, as today's junior staffers may become tomorrow's leaders. When attending events, show up consistently, prepare your elevator speech, introduce yourself to strangers, and always follow up. Communities provide even deeper support than individual networks by linking members through common values or interests. They connect you with strangers predisposed to help through shared membership, providing business intelligence, customers, mentors, referrals, and friendships. Research increasingly links good health with social connection, making networking not just a career strategy, but a life-sustaining practice. A depressed law student's mood dramatically improved after her brother's health scare turned out benign, despite unchanged circumstances. This revealed that perspectives matters more than reality. Martin Seligman's learned optimism confirmed that optimism is trainable, leading to greater career success, better health, and improved resilience. Optimism expects positive outcomes and sets you up for success, while pessimism undercuts achievement and increases depression risk. Even natural pessimists can build optimism by modifying internal dialogue, catch negative thoughts, argue back, test their accuracy, and find alternatives. Cultivate optimism through gratitude lists, kind acts, avoiding naysayers, planning for worst cases, spending time in nature, and seeking help when needed. The simplest approach: deliberately choose optimism daily. Each setback offers another chance to choose positivity. With practice, your brain rewires, making optimistic choices increasingly natural. This outlook transforms workplace stress management, the leading cause of adult stress. While you can't always change stressful situations, you can change your reaction through exercise, conversations, nature, creative pursuits, journaling, and meditation. Stress is contagious. Your management directly impacts colleagues. By staying calm and modeling healthy habits, you improve everyone's environment. Optimism isn't naive positivity. It's a strategic choice shaping your career trajectory and quality of life.